Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Come Play is a superb horror film with a solid storyline and a breakout performance by none other than Allentown, Pennsylvania's Winslow Fegley. In Come Play, Oliver, played by Ozzie Robertson, is an autistic boy who is nonverbal. He communicates by pressing word blocks on his cell phone. One night, Misunderstood Monsters appears as a Kindle children's picture book on his phone. The titles tell a story about Larry, who wants a friend. Soon a creature manifests itself in the boy's house. Oliver's mother, played by Gillian Jacobs, and father, played by John Gallagher Jr., are skeptical. The boy's elementary school friends bully him, especially Brian, played by Winslow Fegley. Larry, the creature, makes the lights flash on and off in the house. At first, Larry can only be seen in the screen of the smartphone and on a tablet computer that Oliver uses. Come Play has a number of jump scares whereby the movie builds the tension so that even the opening of a door makes you jump in your theater seat. Jacob Chase, in his theatrical feature film directorial debut, directs from a screenplay he wrote based on his film short, Larry. Come Play is a genuinely scary horror film. Only in the final scenes do we really see Larry the monster, which is credited to Jim Henson's Creature Shop. The screenplay provides a worthwhile exploration of the story of a young victim, played by Oliver, of bullying, and the consequences. There's even a metaphor of Oliver's loneliness and the isolation and that of Larry the monster. In the picture book on the phone called Misunderstood Monsters, we're told that, quote, Larry is made fun of because he's different, unquote. And we're told, quote, Larry just wants a friend, unquote. The parallel is between Larry's being ostracized and Oliver being persecuted by his peers. At the center of Come Play are two outstanding performances. Ozzie Robertson of TV's The Plot Against America is absolutely amazing as the autistic boy. His performance is the essence of fine acting, so minimalist as to be always believable. Without Robertson, there would be no film. Alongside Robertson is an extraordinary performance by Winslow Fegley, who is in Timothy Failure, Mistakes Were Made, and TV's Fastlane. The role of Brian is in some ways an even more difficult role. Fegley manages the subtleties of the arc of his character. No spoilers here. Fegley is a fine young actor who creates in the character a wide-eyed fragility unmasked in a face that quivers with insecurity. Come Play speaks to the themes of social isolation imposed by the coronavirus pandemic as our heads and emotions are forced into smartphones, computer tablets, and home TV monitors. Come Play is a nifty psychological thriller masquerading as a horror film. Yes, there are scares, but at its heart, there's a sense of fair play in Come Play that is refreshing. Come Play is MPAA rated PG-13 for terror, frightening images, and some language. Opening November 20, Jiu-Jitsu. Dimitri Logothetis directs Nicolas Cage, Marie Avrasopoulos, Frank Grillo, Tony Jaa, Rick June, Juju Chan, and Alain Moussi in the action fantasy film. The new science fiction martial arts franchise is from Dimitri Logothetis, director of Kickboxer Retaliation. Vanguard. Stanley Tong directs Jackie Chan, Yang Yang, and Miu Migui in the action film. An accountant is targeted by a mercenary group, and he seeks the protection of Vanguard, a security company. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press, at the movies for WDIY.